The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, I've been joined by the inimitable Henry McKean, who was up till 2 a.m. because he was out all night at the Traitors After Party, which was held in Ballsbridge. All the contestants were there. Tell us all, Henry.
Ivan, it was sensational. It really was to see all the contestants, all those traitors, all those faithfuls in the flesh. And in real life, Ivan, I have to say, in real life, their heads are smaller than they are on the TV. Also, they're better looking in real life. Okay. But it was brilliant. So we were all there now, at this watch party.
I related to Pawdy best because, mm-hmm. you know, the old dog for the hard road. Was Pawdy there?
Pawdy was there, and I was very starstruck. I haven't been that starstruck since the time I met Steven Spielberg. But yeah, I mean,
Steady on, Henry.
But it was you know, the cast and the crew, they were screaming with delight as the show was shown on the television on this massive screen. And even at Wilkin in real life, he was the same. He was kind of in the corner, in the shadows, quiet,
you know scheming. That's the big mistake the Traitors made.
Yes,
they should have murdered Oyen instead of Wilkin, and they would have won, because Oyen was the one who actually outed all the Traitors. So tell us who you speak.
It's so true, and we do speak to the winners.
And we speak to Andrew.
I did speak to Andrew. I did. Oyen, Vanessa and Kelly, they correctly realized that Ben and Nick were traitors, and they share that 42,900 euro prize. Let's hear from them, and you can hear the party behind.
Since it's the very first season of the Traitors Ireland, it feels amazing. It feels monumental, honestly. I just can't describe it.
Honestly, currently shell-shocked, still going through the motions, but feels amazing.
Completely agree, but to be able to do it for the women and with the woman is just incredible.
Yeah.
And we all watched just there. We watched at the special watch party the fact that you were able to figure out that it was Nick. How did you get there? How did you find out that it was Nick and Ben?
It was really a combination of just comparing notes and just realizing that we don't have all the pieces. So coming together was really helpful and able to them as we just figured it out all together. We just realized, like, I trust them so completely, so wholeheartedly. Like, there's no way either of them are traitors. So from there, we just filled in the pieces. Yeah,
personally, I had been so wrong 2 days in a row, and I was very much determined not to go through that again. In my heart of hearts, I knew Nick was at least one of the other traitors. And once we found Nick was a traitor, it was a no-brainer that Ben was the other one.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like, I think it was the case the past 2 days were so tough on all of us, and we regretted it so much that we maybe did make those mistakes, that we kind of had to take a step back and realize, if you look at the bigger picture, maybe it's the men that are sitting back and watching it unfold. And it was kind of easy to kind of piece those pieces together then once we noticed that.
And can I just say, Kelly, your facial expressions, you know, give away so much.
Oh my God.
It meant that you were always going to be a faithful.
Yeah, I wouldn't have lasted 10 seconds as a traitor. I would have sat at that round table and probably just, if Siobhan had said traitors, I probably wouldn't be like, yeah, that's me. Yeah, day one, goodbye everyone. Like, there was no chance.
And Oyen, you had that amazing sixth sense, and you got there in the end, and Vanessa as well. You all got there.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with the money?
Have fun.
I'm going to Japan.
You're going to Japan?
I am going to Japan. I love anime and gaming culture, so definitely I need to find myself in the core place of it all. Yeah.
And how does it feel that the whole of the country were watching and that you are the winners of Traitors Ireland?
I think it's so great to watch Irish, the nation just come together to enjoy Irish media, because it feels like we're really bringing it back. It's on the rise again now.
Yeah, 100%. It's a privilege to have so many eyes on us, and, you know, with that, we have a responsibility for that, and we're so happy to have gotten here, and just excited for the future.
Yeah, I think it's just such an uplifting moment, and I hope it's inspiring and inspires women everywhere that you can do anything you set your mind to.
Exactly.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, deserved winners, and they're going to get the spoils of war. Who else did you speak to?
So Pawdy. I mean, Pawdy really is a star of the show. Pawdy for president. He has until midday to get 20 Oireachtas members to sign him into the Oireachtas. Here is Pawdy.
Yeah, it's Pawdy Maloney.
Pawdy.
Yeah.
The pod father.
Yeah. I've been called way worse than that.
You're not a hugger.
I am absolutely 100% a hugger.
You are a hugger.
I am a hugger, yeah.
So I'm going to try and give you a hug. I know this.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
You couldn't really see that.
Yeah.
but that was an absolute brilliant hug. I'm actually a bit starstruck to be in your presence. Are you surprised how big this program's been? Has it changed your life?
Well, look, it's massive. The program has been excellent, and everybody that has been in it have been excellent, and that's what made it such a good show to watch, and everybody's enjoying it. My life has changed a little, but I'm enjoying it. People have been very good, very, very positive, and I'm enjoying that, to be honest.
You're a retired prison officer. Yes. The fact that you were a prison officer, is this why you were so believable at lying?
I don't think it was to do... I worked in a prison. I never told lies in the prison, just to make that clear. But what it did was it made me more aware of my surroundings, you know. And yes, I had to tell lies in there, but I was winging that, you know. So that was just, as the situation arose, yes, I told a lie, you know.
When you walk down the street, when you call into Centra, when somebody calls you daddy, how do you cope with this newfound fame?
I give him a big salute, put my hand out and I shake it. That's it. And everybody is, they're either looking, you know, they come over and they look to, we speak for a while. We might even give a hug. We definitely shake our hands. And there might be the odd selfie, that kind of thing. So it's excellent.
Did you have any idea that you would become the star of the show?
No, I am absolutely flabbergasted, to be honest. And even when you say that there, I don't see myself as the star of the show.
Oh, you are the star.
Well, I don't see
You're a national treasure. You're like Gabo.
I've been called worse than that. Gabo, I'm a big fan. I was a big fan of Gabo, just to be clear. Yeah.
Well, Porty, it's an absolute pleasure. Everyone at News Talk and across the country are delighted, and we hope you the very, very best.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you.
Yeah, the essence of this show, for those of you who haven't watched it, is the traitors have to lie pathologically to survive. And he was a traitor from the get-go. So he had to do the most amount of lying. But he had a second secret, which was that nobody knew that another younger entrant, Andrew, was actually his son.
A faithful and a traitor. And I can understand why you can relate to that lying. We met Andrew, Porty's son, and I got to have a chat with him. Porty wandered off. Andrew was charming, a real nice lad.
Hi, I'm Andrew Maloney.
Andrew, an absolute pleasure to meet you. I am starstruck.
Oh, you're not.
Where's your daddy?
My daddy is somewhere in the castle here.
He's in the castle behind. For you, traitors, Ireland, how has it been?
Phenomenal. What a wild ride. I felt every emotion again watching it back. And at the end of it, it's almost bittersweet that it's over. It was beautiful to meet all these people and to be here with them again. So it's been fantastic. I can only describe it as a fantastic, wild experience.
How is everyone taking it at home? The fact that, you know, you're now an A-lister. You're basically Brad Pitt.
Okay, yeah, I don't know if we'll go that far. But they're all just, I'm just me. At the end of the day, I'm just me. And I'll talk to them the exact same way. I'm just myself. I wouldn't consider myself an A-lister in any way, shape or form.
Are you happy with the winner stroke winners?
Absolutely, I am. Yeah, I think they played a fantastic game from start to finish. And well deserved it. Absolutely well deserved.
Now we'll get on to the big losers on the last night. So it was theirs to lose. They had it in the bag. There was thick as thieves, Nick and Ben.
Yes.
Now, Nick was too sweet to be wholesome.
Well, yeah, but saying that, in real life, Nick was so charming, so helpful.
But you fall for all that.
And I can understand.
He's an estate agent. Give me a break.
But if you're there, if you're in the castle, if you're in Slane and all that pressure cooker stuff, all that tension, of course you're going to go for the tall, handsome, charismatic
but
man.
But he cracked in the end.
Yeah, he
when
kind
they came
of did.
After him, he did crack.
He cracked a little bit, but, you know, there was nowhere else to hide.
Yeah.
You know, when you were around that round table all those years ago with Chris Donoghue, there was nowhere else to hide.
Don't have nightmares. Okay, you spoke to Nick and Ben.
We did. We got to speak to them and I asked, did they enjoy being on the show?
Really good, really enjoyed the last, the whole experience really, and yeah, it's starting to come to an end now, which is also good. The pandemonium has been mental and yeah, we're just really enjoying the whole experience. It's been amazing.
There's been backstabbing, there's been bitterness, there's been tears, and a lot of that was down to you two. Do you feel guilty?
Who said
at all?
That? Yeah, like obviously when you're in that role, like you have to do certain things to try propel yourself forward. like Nick said, we would never do that in real life, but it's the roles we were, neither of us actually chose to be in them roles, we were trusted into them, so, but I think you just have to play the role as best you can, and yeah, that's all we tried to do, nothing was ever personal, and we hope that, like, well, we know all the other cast know that as well.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to becoming a trader from the get-go, but as soon as the opportunity arose, I obviously rejected it. It's a very tough thing to do. Obviously, you wanted to stay as a faithful throughout the whole game, but as soon as it was turned, you're looking for someone who's loyal to you. I obviously turned to Ben because I knew he had my back throughout the whole thing, and it would have been a lot more easier having him on my side. So as soon as I got the opportunity, I had him beside me, and it was a lot easier. That's Christine there saying, don't hug me, but she did hug me, and it was on her own, on her own terms. Sorry, Christine.
And that hug went viral. People were hugging each other across the nation. Did you have any idea how big the show would become?
No idea how big the show would become. On the hug, though, no one's hugging me for some weird reason. Like, my mum, my aunties, my cousins, yeah, apart from Ben. Ben's the only one who's still hugging me. But no, it's been an amazing journey to date, and it's been unbelievable to see the outcry of, like, people's enjoyment of the show. It's been probably the best experience of my life in terms of, like, just overall probably learning things about yourself as well within the game. So I wouldn't take it back for the world. It was, and if anyone's looking to do it, I would 100% say put yourself forward. You need to be thick-skinned, you need to be ready for it, but what an experience.
Yeah, it's the best thing I've done, but the hardest thing I've ever done. That's the way I'm describing it to people. Like, I've gotten some of the best experiences out of it, but again, like Nick said, you learn so much from yourself. Like, no one's perfect in there, everyone says and does stupid things, but it's like how you deal with it, and obviously once everyone knows that, like, you're a good person and nothing was personal, that's all I'm happy to take out of it like that.
Yeah, it was 100%, nothing was personal, it was just a game from our point of view. We obviously might have pushed the boat a little bit, but like, we're all friends with everybody, we didn't mean to upset anybody. Obviously you have to play a game as a trader, and I think we've all formed great bonds within the show. It's a tough thing to do, but God, it was unbelievable. Yeah, from everybody's point of view, being a trader is tough though, like, you have to be prepared. But yeah, like, it was epic.
The show was only on for a certain period of time, and you think as soon as that dies down, then you're going to be like yesterday's news, which it probably will be, and I'm happy to go back to like my day job. Like, so,
like, look at the two of us, we're here holding a News Talk microphone, yeah, not knowing what's going on, and it's been like, what are we doing here kind of thing. But yeah, it's weird, we're getting used to it, but you can't,
we're
get
passing
used
it back and forward, yeah, like the last
what
drink,
are we doing?
Like the last drink at a house party.
It's been great. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, we're probably wrecking your mic here.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Cheers for having us on.
My favourite Nick moment was, you know, they'd come to the fire, he'd relieved the hood, and he said, how would you like to be a traitor? And if you say no, I'm going to murder you.
Well, he is an estate agent.
Exactly. And I thought, you know, they're at the very last scene, and they threw a little pouch on the fire, where the flames, or whether to vote again or not, I thought Ben was a complete beaten docket the minute Nick went out. He was the mastermind of the draft. Like, he was forlorn. Like, he looked as guilty as hell.
He knew the game was up, and it was all about Nick. I mean, but to me, it was Porty. It was always Porty. He was the original traitor.
And would you yourself be a faithful or a traitor?
Oh, that is such a fantastic question. I would be.
Oh, you're faithful.
A traitor.
Would you?
You think I'd be a faithful?
Oh, absolutely.
And what would you be?
You're like my favourite Labrador. You could be trusted to the end of the earth.
You're clearly a traitor.
Henry McKean, thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.